Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, across the country it's getting cold outside and the snow's blowing and everything else, but tour season is right around the corner and a few guys now have taken a different technique when they go out to these tournament events. A lot of guys stay in hotels, a lot of guys do a lot of things like that, but in reality there's a few guys, a band of gypsies I call them, and they get out on the road and they camp. But they're not camping the way most people would think, in a tent or something like that. They're going to sophistication. And with me today is Edwin Evers. And Edwin, you're one of the guys that's got the sophisticated camper going.
I guess you can consider it sophisticated. I've got a really neat camper, and it's what I've done since the beginning. And, you know, in the beginning, I camped to save, for the obvious reasons, you know, to save money. And, you know, in the beginning, things were lean, but now it's just, I just love it. I mean, there's just no other way I'd ever approach the tour without my camper.
Well, you know, you think about it, and boy, when you guys started doing this thing, you know, I'm sure there are people looked at you kind of funny, you know, it's so easy to stay in a hotel. But in reality, the benefits of having everything in your camper, everything close by in your boat, has got to be astronomically, and it's got to be better for you, I would think.
Oh, I could give you 100 reasons why I think or feel that it's better. You know, just some of the easy ones is, you know, I hate to pack. And, you know, when I go home, I can take my camper off my truck, and I have a complete set of clothes that stay in that camper, and, you know, basically I wash them, and you know, they go all right back in that camper, and then when it's time to go to the next one, I hook up that camper and hook up my boat, and I'm ready. You know, my camper has all my spare tackle in it, you know, from Florida tackle all the way to Missouri tackle or anywhere in that spectrum that I need tackle. It's all in that camper. And that's just a great thing. You know, I don't spend a lot of time having to pack for each tournament when I go somewhere. I have it all right there in my camper.
Well, you know, another cool thing that comes to mind is that you've got kind of a special operation that you can actually have a house on the road and still be able to pull your boat around and kind of leave that house where you're at, don't you?
Yeah, I have a Lance camper, and it has electric jacks on it. And basically, I go to the campsite, and I push a button, and the camper just raises up right off my pickup truck. You know, of course, I've disconnected my boat. I pull my truck out from underneath it, push another button, and the camper lowers down to the ground. I plug it in, and I'm ready to go, just as mobile as I was without that camper. And, you know, hook back up to my boat, and I'm ready to go fishing every day.
You got a house wherever you go. How do you beat that deal?
It's a neat deal. It's for anybody that has never tried it. I recommend it. It's a real comfort level knowing that, you know, basically 8 foot behind me is my boat. So, you know, I've stayed in a lot of hotels, and I'm always worried about carrying my tackle up to the room and back and forth. And, you know, I don't worry about that stuff because, I mean, it's just right there with me the whole time. And, you know, campgrounds are real laid back, and you don't have a lot of people distracting you. And you know, you stay at hotels, you got TV and cable, and you got all your neighbors in all the next rooms. And, you know, I end up staying up way later than I ever need to, you know. And with camping, you know, I find myself going to bed 8:30 a lot of times, and up at the crack of dawn. And you know, I feel always really rested when I camp versus staying in a motel room.
Well, you know, another thing that comes to mind as an angler is the fact that you're not going to hear that dock talk necessarily, which can hurt you at times.
Oh, without a doubt. I can look back to a lot of tournaments where I didn't do very well at all, and I can blame it pretty much directly to talking to other people about what's going on out there.
Well, you know, you look back now, and you've been doing this since the onset, and you've had great success, and now you got a band of gypsies that kind of travel with you, and I know you've got to be thinking, hey, maybe I started something here. Maybe these other guys, you know, that are kind of tagging along, they found something that works pretty well for them as well.
I tell you, I travel with my best friend Matt Reed, and it just works out great for us. You know, he's a great cook, and I'm a great dishwasher, and that's kind of how it works. But, you know, Tim Carroll, and there's a number of other people that, you know, are acquiring campers through the years that, you know, you look in that campsite, and there's, you know, probably 15 or 20 of us now out there camping, and, you know, they're reaping the benefits from it.
When you look now, you know, at sponsorships, and, you know, of course you're with Nitro, and you've got all the things going with Bass Pro Shops and all that, but now you've got Lance in there, and I think this has got to be a big footprint for them because, you know, if you think about it, you know, bass fishing kind of fits into the outdoor world in many, many different ways, but now seeing the ability to be able to really have your house with you when you go is really, really cool.
It is, and you're still able to tow your boat. You know, you could get a big motor home, or you could get a fifth wheel, but, you know, those things are kind of pain in the necks. First of all, towing or driving, and then, you know, you're triple pulling with a fifth wheel or a motorhome is not real mobile to be back in your boat in the water every day. and you know, I'm just as mobile as I ever was, you know, as soon as I take that camper off at the campground.
Well, you know, you look back at success, and you know, you parlayed, the last 2 years have been phenomenal for you, of course, the Bassmaster Classic and all the things that you've done, the tournaments that you've won. But you look back now at this camp and this tranquil environment that you're in, you know, you're not getting the doc talk, you're with your buddies, you're enjoying the time, you're getting to bed early. That's got to, I mean, as a tournament angler, that's got to play pretty well for you to say, hey, I think this has made an advantage for me.
It, without a doubt, it's a very stringent routine. And, you know, any competitor out there goes through a routine of what they do, whether it be Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan, you know, their pregame preparation. And for me, having that camper and my routine is always the same. I mean, it's, you know, everything's right there. I don't have to, you know, worry about finding a parking spot or any of that stuff, the problems that go with staying at a hotel. And, you know, eating, I'm able to eat right there in my camper. I mean, I've got a convection oven, I've got a stovetop, I've got a full refrigerator, and, you know, it's pretty neat. I really like it.
Well, you know, you think about it, and it is so logical to see guys that are doing stuff like you're doing. And, you know, and you go to the hotel, you know, just as an example, you go to the hotel, you know, you got to carry your stuff back and forth, as you mentioned, but then you've got to worry about where you're going to go eat at. You got to get that boat covered. You got to worry about all those kind of things. Electrical power also comes into play. You know, am I going to be able to get a full charge on my batteries, you know, run an extension cord 200 feet? You're going to have all those amenities right there at the campground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all part of it, you know, and I don't ever have to worry about forgetting an extension cord because, you know, that just stays in my camper. You know, when I get home, I mean, it's my camper comes off, but with it, all my equipment that goes on the road with me comes off, and that's just the beauty of it. I don't ever have to worry about forgetting something, and, you know, just all my stuff is together, and that's a big benefit in my eyes.
Well, you know, basically what you're looking at is you're just carrying a few groceries along and maybe a clean set of clothes, and the rest of everything else is packed.
That's it. That's exactly it. We usually do our laundry on the road, so I mean it all just normally stays in there.
Well, you know, you look now, you got the tour season starting ahead of you here, and it's not too far away. A couple of weeks you'll be out there banging around in Florida, and you got to be thinking about, you know, some of the things getting ready and all the neat stuff that's ahead of you. You know, you look at Florida, well, how do you fish in Florida? Tell me a little bit about what your feelings are about going to Florida the first round.
I tell you, Florida's been a booger for me for quite a while. Last year was actually the first time I've ever gotten a good check in Florida, and you know, mainly what I'm learning is plastics are a big bait in Florida, and you know, there's just a few baits that really work down there. You know, I like to flip a tube and a jig 99% of the time, and I think that's been a big downfall of mine down there, that I've not been able to catch them on those things. And I'm pretty hard headed, but I've learned that, you know, those ribbon tail worms and you know, a few basic spinner baits, and you can compete down there.
Well, you know, you look back and you look at some of the history, and now the flip and bite with these big heavy weights and some of that kind of stuff, and when you go to, you know, Okeechobee or Toho or somewhere like that, that's going to definitely play in, I would think.
I think it would under normal circumstances, but with this year, with all the rain they had down there, we're not going to have those mats like we had in the past. I'm not fishing the FLW on Okeechobee, but I can speak for as far as Toho, excuse me, that, you know, the water was so high and they scraped all that, that I'm not expecting to see a whole lot of mats come into play.
Well, there's a lot of similarity between Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida when you talk about the grass fishing and some of that kind of stuff. You got to be just thrilled to death that the season's about to get underway. You got to get that new camper ready to go. It's all packed up, and I'm sure that bass fishing's really, really getting on the fever with you now.
I cannot wait. I'm jumping at the bit to get out there, and you know, I'm wanting an angler of the year bad, and I'm not going to settle myself or be satisfied until I have at least one of those under my belt, and that's my goal this year, and I'm just going to go out there and fish the best I can and see what happens.
Well, thanks, Edwin. We really appreciate you being with us, and with this last couple of years of success behind you, we look for great things to happen for you in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.